and welcome to the Unorthodox Programming Podcast, a place to discuss aspects of computer science that are often overlooked. This episode is centered on an interesting concept comparing performance and speed to memory usage. This can be useful to think about when designing on different platforms. Many times when writing software, a trade-off exists between these two things. Why is that? Let's first take a look at some very old hardware. Something like the famous 6502, circa 1975, is a good place to start our discussion. The 6502 microprocessor is very versatile and easy to use. It was the heart of systems such as the NES, Atari 2600, and the Commodore 64, having many useful functions that lent themselves well to these platforms. One thing it did not have, however, was hardware multiplication. So how do we multiply numbers on the 6502? The answer is simply adding multiple times. For example, 5 times 3 would instead be calculated as 5 plus 5 plus 5, giving us the same answer. This is a lot of processing for one simple operation. How can we solve such a problem when we need faster calculation for multiplications? One clever solution is to store every answer we may need in memory as a multiplication table. For 8-bit numbers ranging from 0 to 255, this is completely reasonable. Instead of calculating 5 times 3, we can look up the number 15 using the operands as memory addresses. With this method, all possible results from multiplying two 8-bit numbers can be stored on about 65K of memory. Referring to our original topic, we can trade use of more memory for much faster multiplication on our processor. Let's move on to another example of how we may be able to trade memory for speed in our software programs. This is a more modern and abstract example. What is the difference between a YouTube video and a video game? A video stores all the information it needs in a file for playback, while a video game requires a series of processing steps to generate each frame in real time. Theoretically, we could create a game that stored every possible frame it may need ahead of time and displayed them as needed. This would include an almost infinite number of frames for every possible moving piece of its environment and an equally huge bank of memory. Possible, but impractical. More practically, certain areas such as in-game cutscenes may benefit from pre-rendered frames. And one final example I can mention is compression of data. Compressing data can be great to save space, but requires a significant amount of processing time to decompress when you need that data. Depending on your target platform, maybe a PC, embedded system, cell phone, etc., you may find yourself looking at a trade-off between processing speed and memory usage. I hope this discussion has inspired you to think about these things. Thanks for listening. Have an excellent day.